Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. If you're with us now, you just got to come back to the same place. And please, if you feel that we are giving you information to make you healthier, happier, and just having a better quality of life, Pass that information on to your friends, relatives, family, anybody you can think of that may want to be healthy. You know, healthy is our choice. It's not something that we earn or that we're lucky or that we're fortunate, and some people are not. We are all the same. And 98% of all disease, all your aches and pains, all of your type 2 diabetes, all of your cholesterol issues are based on our choices as to how we live. Our lifestyle choices are up to us, not the doctor, not the drug companies, not anybody else. We, you and I, are responsible for our health. Boy, that's a no-brainer. How are we living? Are we exercising? Are we walking? Are we taking the stairs? Are we doing something to be more active? How much sleep do we get? Do we burn the candle at both ends? Are we out partying all the time? What are we eating for food? Are we thinking about how do we eat to be more nutritious? Or are we eating just junk food because it pleases us and makes us feel better? You can feel better eating right. When your chemistry is right, everything is right. And the only thing that makes that right are all the things that we keep mentioning all the time is your diet, the amount of exercise, the amount of sleep. All these things are the tips that make us healthier. Do you love taking drugs? And you know, a lot of these issues are made up scams by drug companies. The biggest scam in the world is treating your cholesterol. This is a nutrient that your body makes every day. Without cholesterol, we would not be healthy. And the lower they make it, the less healthy we are. So driving down your cholesterol is driving down your health. It's okay to have a high cholesterol. It's not bad. There's no bad cholesterol. It's all good. And we make it every day. I don't think the Creator who made our bodies would have put in a mechanism of action that makes a nutrient in our body for good health for the drug companies to come up with a drug to drive it down because they make $40 billion, $50 billion a year on statin drugs. And the other issue, type 2 diabetes. There's no such thing. It's optional. Yes, a doctor tests your blood. Oh, your blood sugar level is too high. Well, where did the sugar come from? Well, our bodies can make a little bit of sugar from protein. But the amount of sugar that's in our bloodstream that's extremely high, where do you think it came from? Where do you think that sugar in your bloodstream came from? From your table, from your knife and fork, from the food you put in your mouth. All the carbohydrates and sugar, and even complex carbohydrates, yes, they digest slower. They release the sugar slowly compared to refined carbohydrates. But they are still carbohydrates. They are still a form of sugar. We are eating a ton of sugar a year. Not quite a ton, but an awful lot. I've seen statistics that show that we are eating 250 pounds of sugar per year per individual. And I know there's a lot of people that don't eat sugar anymore. They're learning that sugar is bad. Sugar is responsible for disrupting the chemistry that causes a lot of diseases. Sugar doesn't kill you outright, but it changes your chemistry. It causes a high level of insulin, a hormone that regulates all the other hormones. It's a fat-storing hormone. It makes you fat. Fat does not make you fat. Sugar makes you fat. Carbohydrates makes you fat. Lower your carbohydrates. Increase your protein and fats. Have a higher fat intake. We should be getting about 90 to 120 grams, 140 grams of protein per day. Probably 120 to 180 grams of fat per day. They're both essential. Carbohydrates are optional. They're not essential. We don't need them. We don't need to eat them. They're not on our dietary intake. The lower you make it, the better. At least less than 75 grams of carbohydrates per day. You want good health? Go on a low-carb diet. It doesn't have to be the ketogenic diet, but just make it a low-carb diet. Ketogenic diet helps you control the ketosis in the body. But you don't need to be in ketosis to be healthy and to lower your carbs. Just on a low-carb diet can change your entire chemistry, get rid of most of your diseases. But don't think it's overnight. You're going to need 3 to 6 months monitoring your blood and saying, oh, your sugar is too high. Yeah, why? Because you're eating too much sugar. That's all it is. But the drug companies want you to believe that type 2 diabetes is a disease and you need to be on a drug like metformin, another $30, $40, $50 billion a year for the drug companies. They have you so blind to the fact that we don't need the drugs that they're making. They want us to be sick. That's the population they need to treat to walk to the bank with all their money, your money. And you're paying for it one way or the other. Oh, my insurance is paying for it. Yeah, you're paying the insurance company for it. Nothing's free. You're paying for it one way or the other. So we have a lot of things to do today. We're going to be talking about your thyroid gland. That's a little gland that sits at the base of your throat, right above the little notch in your throat. It has two little lobes to it, one on each side of your throat. We're going to talk about how to care for your thyroid gland. We're going to talk about the new dietary guidelines, the new food pyramid. That is going to be totally essential. And we're going to talk about elderberry. Do you need elderberry? And why do you need elderberry? Smoking, excessive alcohol, a lazy, lazy lifestyle, and deli meat. What do all those things say to you and me? And how do you lift your mood? You don't need drugs. I just put out an article on my Facebook on how olive oil affects depression, anxiety, all kinds of mood swings, weight gain, and weight regain after Ozempic. Slow down your biological aging. And one of the biggest challenges in your life is to make one change to improve your health. And there's a very simple fix for energy. Vitamin D. Now, we're going to talk about all these if we have time. So let's get right at it and see what happens. Three signs that your thyroid needs nutritional support, a boost. Why? Number one, skin problems. Your thyroid gland helps control fast how fast, I should say, your skin cells are shed and regain new skin cells. And in cases of an underactive thyroid, known as hypothyroidism, the skin is dry, rough, thick, coarse. Hair loss, a major factor. Women will lose more hair from hypothyroidism, hair that they see on their pillow in the shower. They may even lose their eyebrows, eyelashes, and one of the most major signs of hypothyroidism is the outer third of the eyebrows are missing. And what about brittle nails? But most, just look at people, and you'll see that the outer third of the eyebrow is missing. That's a classic symptom, classic sign that they are experiencing hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. And what else? Tired, chilled. You have to think about the thyroid as a gas pedal in your car. You step on it, you've got gas, you've got energy, you've got power. When it isn't working, you might feel cold, tired, muscle cramping, sluggish, hair loss, brittle nails, nails that split. It isn't all based on the cosmetics you buy, but on how to feed your body, how to take care of your thyroid gland. Also, your digestion doesn't work right. A low thyroid function leads to underactive digestive processes, slowed motility, constipation problems, weight gain, bloating, reduced acid production. And other signs of an underactive thyroid. We don't want to miss these. They're not as prevalent. The ones I've just mentioned are more prevalent, but also depression, painful joints, puffy face. The first thing you do is look in the mirror in the morning after you get out of bed. You have a puffy face. You have swollen ankles, swollen calves, slowed heart rate, thinning eyebrows. But all these symptoms of a low thyroid function may come on very slowly. Over the course of years, you might not even notice and think that you have an underactive thyroid. Oh, I'm just getting older. These are the signs of being older. No, no. Treat your body so that it functions at a younger age than normal. Yes, you can. Now, how do you restore thyroid function? Well, first of all, do not drink water that has fluoride in it. Fluoride causes underactive thyroid. Gluten also affects an underactive thyroid. So give up gluten. Do not drink city tap water that has been fluoridated. And then you want to take supplements that are the building blocks of thyroid hormones. How do we make hormones? Well, we have to have nutrients in our body that will make those hormones. And iodine, a mineral that we often fail to keep in our normal vitamin supplement daily, iodine. We cannot make the normal thyroid hormones without iodine and an amino acid that comes from protein called L-tyrosine. Iodine is a mineral often overlooked and not consumed easily. And all over iodine status has fallen about 50% in the recent decades. the amino acid L-tyrosine. Without L-tyrosine, there are a number of amino acids that are found in protein. This is a natural amino acid that's found in protein, not a chemical. The thyroid cannot make thyroid hormones without L-tyrosine connecting to iodine, and then complemented by selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M, selenium, which is required for active form of thyroid hormones. When the thyroid gland creates thyroid hormones, they are mostly inactive. They can't work. They're called T4. But all the doctors think if you have T4, and this is possible, T4 will convert in your body to T3. Well, first of all, if you don't have selenium, that doesn't work. Selenium is required to convert T4 to the active form T3. T4 is not active. You have to have T3. Now, if you do the right things, adding iodine, adding L-tyrosine, adding selenium, it'll take care of itself. You give the body the nutrition that it needs, and it'll make your thyroid hormones for you. You won't have to take the synthetic drugs. But now you have to find a supplement that combines iodine and L-tyrosine with selenium. And they're available. So how to use iodine? Well, the iodine experts, no, not the FDA, not your doctor, not the drug companies, because they want you to have an underactive thyroid, because there are millions of prescriptions written for Synthroid. But iodine experts, those that have studied hypothyroidism for years, they recommend 6.25 milligrams to 12.5 milligrams of iodine daily for everybody. But those especially that have an underactive thyroid. Now, the dosage can range from 3 milligrams to as much as 25 milligrams and temporarily up to 50 milligrams daily of iodine. Now, all the alternative doctors that I've talked to start their patients off that experience underactive thyroid on 50 milligrams daily of iodine for 2 to 3 months to completely saturate the body of iodine. And then they reduce the dosage to somewhere between 6 and 12 milligrams daily of iodine. Some feel so much better on 25 milligrams. So for a thyroid condition, you can take 15 to 30 milligrams of iodine with around 200 to 400 milligrams of L-tyrosine daily and 150 to 300 micrograms, MCG, not milligrams, but micrograms of selenium. Selenium can be toxic at high levels, so you want to keep a very low level. And I would look for a formulation in your health food store that has this combination. Then you don't have any guessing. You know exactly what you're taking, exactly what the thyroid needs. So look for three forms of iodine: potassium iodide, sodium iodide, molecular iodine. Now, why do we have a suggestion for three forms of iodine? Because the breast tissue prefers molecular iodine. Thyroid, underactive thyroid, prefers potassium iodide. And sodium iodide enhances iodine absorption. Perfect combination. Now, that's a lot to put together yourself. It's very difficult to remember what I just said anyway. And if you're taking notes as fast as I speak, you got to be a speed writer. Because I'm a speed talker. So So look for these three forms. Look for L-tyrosine. Look for iodine. Look for selenium in a combination with each other. They're a perfect blend. They make the T4 converted to T3, the active form of iodine. So take care of your thyroid. You'll lose weight. You'll have tons of energy. You won't have a bloated face. You won't lose your hair. You won't lose your eyebrows. I've seen women without eyebrows and eyelashes, and women feel their hair is coming out by the fistful. It's not your hair fault. It's your thyroid fault. And when you take care of your thyroid, you take care of a lot of the conditions that you're trying to take care of with cosmetics or new type of hair products or something that's totally non-essential. What's essential is to take care of your organs, your glands, your hormones, and they'll take care of you. Now, have you heard the new dietary guidelines, the new food pyramid, updated food pyramid? Finally, the Department of Health and Human Services released a revised food pyramid with recommended daily dietary intake for all Americans. At the top, high quality protein. You need that first, foremost, over anything else. Everything in your body is made out of protein. You squeeze all the water out of the body, and you have nothing left but protein. It makes up the most crucial food in your dietary intake. Plus dairy and healthy fats and moderation of fruits and vegetables. Boy, that tips the pyramid upside down. So the message is prioritize diets built on whole, nutrient-dense foods. Dietary protein, number one, about 90 to 140 grams of protein per day. Dairy, no. All fat dairy, whole fat dairy. No skim milk, no 2%, no non-fat dairy. Vegetables, the non-starchy vegetables. Fruits. Healthy fats. We need about 120 to 180 grams of healthy fats. There are very few people in the world that have that kind of fat intake because they are scared of fats. Fats do not cause heart attacks. Sugar does. Sugar turns into a fat that is not natural to the body called triglycerides, not cholesterol. And whole grains. Now, be very careful of whole grains. And what whole grains? Whole grains are still carbohydrates. And the reduced intake of processed foods, ultra-processed foods, laden with refined carbohydrates, added sugars, excess sodium, unhealthy fats, and chemical additives. Now, sometimes you buy food that says no added sugar. That's because the food manufacturers buy ingredients that have lots of sugar in the ingredients, but they don't add sugar. So when they make a food, they can say no added sugar. So be very careful of that phrase, no added sugar. That means whoever made the food didn't add sugar, but already had sugar in from the manufacturer that made the ingredients. Be very, very careful how they word the statements on the packaging. Now, I've got to pause here for a few moments. So don't go away. I've got a lot more on the docket today that we can discuss to help you have a better quality of health and a better lifestyle. It all comes up to you and I. You make the choices. I make the choices. What do you eat every day? What do I eat every day? How much exercise do I get? How much exercise do you get? How much sleep do you get at night? These are all health questions that we need to answer positively and to improve them every day, every day. You can make better choices every day. Choose something better every day. You have the choices. It's not your doctor's choices. It's not the drug company's choices. Food is your best medicine of all nutrition. So come on back. I'm going to be right here again. This is Terry Naturally. Terry Talks Nutrition. Be back right after this. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. I'm going to be here every weekend. I want to visit with you. I want to give you my best idea of how to change your life for a quality of life. I know some of you might right now say, I don't want to live to be 80 or 90. The way I feel, even when they're 40, 50, 60, they feel like crap. Well, that's because you live like crap. You eat crappy food. You have a crappy lifestyle. You don't go to bed at night. You stay up all night and watch TV and eating junk food on the couch. And then when you go to bed, you can't sleep. Yeah, that's because what you ate tells you how you should sleep and how much you can sleep well. You know, it's all nutrition. Everything that happens to you is based on your diet, your lifestyle choices. This is not something I made up, but 98% of all health conditions, all diseases, so-called diseases, because they are not really truly diseases. Most of them are metabolic disorders based on your chemistry, based on how you provide nutrients for your chemistry. And so sugar is one of the most disruptive of all of your chemistries that puts you in a place where you're going to have more diseases. Sugar doesn't kill you outright, but over time, it creates a chemistry and metabolic disorder that causes all of your diseases. You got to get on a low-carb diet. You got to get rid of all the starches and all of the bread and pasta and pizzas and crap. You got to get back on a healthy, healthy diet. And as people get older, they need to be more selective of proteins and fats and less carbohydrates. I often ask people, elderly people, when I see them, especially in the store, what do you have for breakfast? Oh, I have a piece of toast with jam and a cup of coffee. Good Lord, a mouse eats more than that. And they think they're going to be healthy? Come on. Nutrition is all of your medicine. Get back on the nutrition cycle and eat the best you possibly can. Start choosing two or three, four eggs for breakfast. I would say 6 or 8 or 10 slices of bacon. And if you're going to have a piece of bread, make sure there's a half inch of butter on it. Not quite that, but you know what I mean. Don't be stingy with fats. Butter is a great fat. Olive oil is a great fat. Cream is a great fat. Bacon grease, lard, all those are great fats. And get rid of the seed oils, the so-called vegetable oils. They're harmful. They contain a very high level of omega-6 fatty acids, which are pro-inflammatory. That means it causes inflammation in your body. It causes joint pain, heart disease, all of these things that we take drugs for now because we did not know the answer before now. Now you know the answer. You've got to eat good. Plenty of protein, plenty of fats, more fats than protein, and less carbohydrates and sugar. No sugar and less carbohydrates, even complex carbohydrates, because they're still going to convert into sugar. Slowlier and not as quickly and not as much. So they don't disrupt the body as much, but they're still going to be converted into sugar, which is another thing that we don't need. You can't believe how healthy you can be, truly. I find that from all the people that I work with, after 3 to 6 months of the changes they're making, they say, oh my God, Terry, I didn't know I could feel this good. I've got more energy. I feel so good. I sleep great at night. I don't lay there for 2 or 3 hours before I fall asleep. I don't go to bed at night and fall fast asleep and wake up and can't go back to sleep. It's all based on what you eat and what you eat before you go to bed at night. There's no pill that puts you to sleep naturally and healthily. So food is your best medicine. Don't forget it. Now, I want to talk about the nutrient of the day. Elderberry. What do we know about elderberry? Well, elderberry is a natural antiviral, natural medicine. Some actually call it a drug, an antiviral drug. Well, it's not that. It's not a drug. But it acts like one because it has properties that really makes it an antiviral substance. And now January is the peak of flu season. Influenza is caused by a virus. Elderberry stops viruses in two ways. Neutralizes virus particles so they cannot enter your cells. It likes to be taken up by the cellular structure, makes a home for it in your body, and then causes the immune system to become activated, which can help, of course. And what it does, control the spread of the viral infection. Now, specifically, elderberry has been found effective against influenza A and B and herpes type 1 and HIV. Now, not only is it antiviral, but it also has been shown to have some antibacterial activity. And your cold and flu, 98% of the time, is going to be viral, not bacterial. So when you go to the doctor and say, you know, I've got this viral infection, and the doctor's going to say, oh, I'll give you an antibiotic. Well, what does antibiotic mean? Bacterial. So only about 2% of cold and flu is caused by bacteria. So you may be taking a drug. It has no value to get rid of your cold and flu. And now it kills all your probiotics, the good bugs in your gut. So it does more harm. So elderberry is something that you want to use as a antiviral. And here's a recent study that I ran across from Australia. Found that taking elderberry, and they did this in a travel test, because traveling causes more viral infection. You're on crowded airplanes. You're in crowded trains. You're in crowded, congested areas. That's when you could pass off cold and flu more easily. But a recent study in Australia found that taking elderberry while traveling will cut the risk of cold and flu by 50% in half. There was 312 passengers flying from Australia to overseas destinations in economy class. Half received a variety of elderberry that's grown in Austria. Half received a placebo, and half received the elderberry extract. All the passengers surveyed for cold and flu and the symptoms of cold and flu before, during, and after their flights. Now, the elderberry group had half as many illnesses, cold or flu, as a placebo. And for those in the elderberry group who did get sick, their illnesses lasted only 2/3 as long as the placebo group, and their symptoms were not very severe. Where in the placebo group, the symptoms were very severe. Now, one condition I would suggest, do not use elderberry if you have an autoimmune disease. autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriasis. Those are conditions that are caused by the body attacking itself. So your immune system is overactive. And elderberry makes the immune system more active. There are many things we can take that are modulators of the immune system. That means if you have an overactive immune system, it slowly reduces it. And if it's underactive, it brings it up. It modulates it. It balances the immune system. That's what we want to take. There are many, that's a good subject I want to talk about sometime in the future. What products can those that have autoimmune disease take that can be safely taken without concern about overdriving? Because like elderberry, echinacea, there are many natural products that are great for the immune system, but for the underactive form of the immune system, so it drives it up, protects your immune system. But people that have autoimmune diseases like MS or MG, all those conditions are overdriven by the immune system. You want to calm them down. You want to calm the immune system down, where elderberry drives it up. So if you have an autoimmune disease, I would not suggest elderberry. But there are other ways that we can use elderberry. And I would suggest somewhere between 200 milligrams daily and up to 400 to 1200 milligrams when needed, like the week of a cold and flu. And you can also blend it with other nutrients like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, calcium, magnesium, mixed by flavonoids from citrus. These are all highly beneficial for stimulating, boosting the immune system. You don't want to boost the immune system if you have an autoimmune disease. Now, there are other ways to stop a virus, not just elderberry. High dosages of vitamin D3. Supplemental vitamin D. At least 1,200 IU daily of vitamin D3 in school children helped reduce the incidence of type A flu influenza by 8%. Looking only at children who had no supplemental vitamin D prior to the study, the risk infection was reduced by almost 60%. Now, we can also add propolis. That is one of the most non-toxic, no side effects, no adverse events, and it's called a multiple antimicrobial. It kills all kinds of pathogens. Not only does it boost the immune system, but you can use it for an overactive immune system or underactive. Here's one you can use for everything, and especially for children. Non-toxic, no side effects, no adverse events. Lowers the immune system when it's needed, increases the role and boosts and stimulates the immune system when it's needed. So it balances, modulates, creates a natural flow of both overactive and underactive immune system. And usually about 100 to 200 milligrams of a concentrated source of propolis. It's so natural. And propolis used by the bees, but the bees don't make it. They gather polyphenols, very active biologically forms of vegetation that kills off all pathogens. They use it as their immune system. And then pleuron, P-L-E-U-R-A-N, pleuron, from oyster mushrooms. 100 milligrams for kids, 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams for adults, and in very acute cases, 300 milligrams of pleuron from oyster mushrooms. Take it daily in 100 to 200 milligrams to prevent a cold or flu. But 300 milligrams reduces the risk of common infections by 50%. This is a product that has over 40 studies, over 25 years of research. It's a product that I have seen work within a few days. People just rave about it. They can't tell you how great it was. They felt so bad, and they thought, here I go, 7 to 10 days with this cold and flu. After taking Pleuron for 2 or 3 days, knocked it out. Now, what can we say about smoking? Excessive alcohol. A lazy, lazy lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyle. And deli meat. Well, that's a wrap up of junk food, of a crappy lifestyle. Now, this is the diet a lot of people follow. Now, here is the problem. Cancer risk. Deli meat is as bad as smoking. Deli meats contain a chemical preservatives to prevent spoiling of the meat. These chemicals have been linked repeatedly to increased risk of cancer, including a new study. Another recent new study out that shows that researchers use detailed dietary and health data for more than 105,000 participants between the ages of, the ages were somewhere between 25 and 65. And this was between the year 2009 and 2023 to analyze the impact of 17 different preservatives, synthetic ones, that are available to be used by manufacturers of food grade material. Why do we need it? And they found that several were linked to increasing the cancer risk substantially. Sorbates, a chemical used to prevent mold and bacteria growth. And they were associated with a 14% increased risk of overall cancer and a 26% increased risk of breast cancer. Sodium nitrate, which is used to preserve bacon, ham, and other products, was associated with a 32% increased risk of prostate cancer. A related preservative called potassium nitrate was associated with a 13% increased risk of overall forms of cancer and 22% increased risk of breast cancer. This is one of the most common lunch foods. Pack it in your sandwich. Eat it for a snack. Deli meats. Seems innocent, right? Well, the meat might be innocent, but it packs a punch because of the chemicals they add to prevent mold and deterioration. And many previous studies have linked increased risk and intake of processed meats with colon cancer. These are all cancer-causing chemicals that are added to our food willy-nilly with the backing of the FDA. Now, if that makes you depressed, I'm going to lift your mood. And no drugs necessary. Because there are problems with antidepressant drugs. I think I said this earlier in the hour. Yesterday, I have my Facebook under Terry Lemeron. I also have one under Terry Talks Nutrition. But I post more things to Terry Lemeron. And I just posted one on olive oil and how olive oil can prevent depression and anxiety, with no side effects. Olive oil is such a great food. I would highly, highly recommend everybody that wants good health include olive oil to some extent in your daily diet. Why? Because almost 30 million Americans are taking a prescription medication to treat depression with very little value. Now, this is more than the combined total population of our 10 largest American cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston. Now, you might know them as Zoloft, Prozac. These are some of the brand names of the antidepressant drugs. And their adverse events can be significant, including impaired sexual function and low libido. I guess nobody cares about that. Weight gain, dry mouth, trouble sleeping, dizziness, nausea, headaches. Well, don't worry if you get those side effects, because doctors have pills for headaches, for nausea, for dizziness, for trouble sleeping, weight gain, dry mouth. Well, now we have really increased the number of drugs we can dispense because we have all these serious side effects that are brought about because of the antidepressant drugs. You get my point? We are creating more diseases, so-called diseases, to treat it with more drugs. And a study in New Zealand involving long-term users of antidepressant medications found that up to 57% of patients had moderate to severe side effects. So you can boost your mood, including depression, without drugs. First of all, exercise. Exercise found by scientists to be recently reviewed the results of 73 studies involving over 5,000 patients with depression who received a variety of treatment, including prescription drugs. The result of this study was just as effective at reducing symptoms of depression as prescription medication without any adverse effects. Exercise was just as effective at reducing the symptoms of depression. Best results came from a combination of resistant weight-bearing exercise and aerobic exercise. Exercise causes your brain to release endorphins and serotonin, natural feel-good hormone mood boosters. And here's an herbal mood booster. Natural plant compounds can work just as effectively as prescription drugs to improve mood without the serious adverse effects. They work by increasing the brain's feel-good hormones, including serotonin and dopamine, while protecting the brain cells from oxidative stress and inflammation. What are these natural mood boosters? Saffron. It's best when it's combined with curcumin to relieve the symptoms of depression, equally as effective as Prozac. St. John's wort, one of the most clinically studied natural medicines for mild to moderate depression. Red ginseng increases energy and boosts the brain's feel-good hormones, again, serotonin and dopamine. Ashwagandha lowers the stress hormones and clinically proven to reduce stress and anxiety. And a very special form of echinacea. I know people take echinacea for cold and flu. This is a very special subgroup of chemicals in echinacea called alkamides. The alkamides lower depression, lower anxiety. One or two tablets twice daily, 40 milligrams twice daily. Very, very small dosages. Works fantastically. Can even be given to children over the age of 4. This is the way to regain your health. You just have to know what to do. And we're trying to offer you suggestions to know what to do. These are not my suggestions. They are based on science. All of what we share with you is based on science. If anybody challenges us, say, how can you say that? Here's the research. Here's what the research proves. We prove it. Only we can't list all the studies. It would be way, way too many studies. But if you ever have a challenge, we can prove that we are what we're saying is based on science. Scientifically known natural mood boosters. In all of our subjects that we talk about, they're all based on science. And with that, my friend, I'm running out of time. This hour goes by so fast, I could wish I could join you for longer. But I'll always be back every weekend. I'll be back here, same time, same station. Here we are. We're here to join you, to tell you more things you can do about your health and nutrition. So say a prayer for this great country. Say a prayer that we come back to a really good life again. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country.